the first stages of work are underway. In Delhi, police now offer free 10-day self-defense programs for women, and they fanned out through the city to give doorstep training to larger groups. In the southern state of Kerala, all-female police units, the Pink Police, have been assembled to patrol the streets and respond to crisis calls from women. Pink is the designated color for most of the women-only services in urban public transportation sector. Pink motor rickshaws are for female passengers. The drivers were all supposed to be women, but because of a lack of female drivers, now men too can drive these rickshaws after they receive security clearances by police. Metro trains now include separate coaches for women. At transit station security checks, women stand in their own lines, protected from men who might deliberately press in too close. I confess to a certain ambivalence about all this. Government-arranged gender segregation? Is this the only way to begin making women as comfortable as men in public spaces? But then I see the hashtag campaigns of Indian women too, and I'm cheered. Hashtag Take Back the Night, a global effort that banded audacious women in India to walk outside together after dark. Hashtag Meet to Sleep, which organized 600 women across the country last year to safely spend a night sleeping outdoors, as Indian men often like to do.